I want to tell you a story. After all, Christmas is a time for stories. Even our hymns are poetic or prose stories set to music. Stories that have power to transport you to a different place and time. Stories that have power to transform and transfix. For centuries, a legendary story is told by Slavic people about a young prince who lived long ago in medieval times. He dwelt in a sumptuous and splendid palace, while all around in filthy shacks lived hundreds of poor peasants. The prince was moved with compassion for these poor folk and decided to better their lot. So he went to visit them. But as he moved in and out among them, he found that he had absolutely no direct contact with them. They treated him with enormous respect, almost worship. But he was never able to win their confidences, still less their affection. And he returned to the palace a defeated and disappointed young man. Then one day, a very different man came among the people. He was a rough and ready young doctor who also wanted to devote his life to serving the poor. He started by renting a filthy rat-ridden shack in one of those back streets. He made no pretense of being superior. His clothes, like theirs, were old and tattered, and he lived simply on the plainest food, often without knowing where the next meal was coming from. He made no money from his profession because he treated most people free and gave away his medicines. Before long, this young doctor had won the respect and affection of all those people, as the prince before him had never succeeded in doing. He was one of them. And little by little, he transformed the whole spirit of the place, settling quarrels, reconciling enemies, helping people to live decent lives, and giving them hope, the motivation to better themselves. As you guess, no one ever knew that this young doctor was in fact the prince himself, who had abandoned his palace and come down among his people to become one of them. The point is, God did the same, appearing disguised as the little babe Jesus when at the incarnation he came down from heaven. He came right down, side by side with us, to help us become the sort of beings he intended us to be. Today we celebrate again the coming of God the Son, the Word of God, the divine Logos, God with us, Emmanuel. Yes, Christmas was Jesus' birthday long ago, but the Nativity was a once-for-all historical event. It came in the fullness of time, as we are told, by God's own choosing, with Mary's consent, in Bethlehem so long ago. We do not just celebrate Jesus' birthday. Even more, we celebrate the stupendous fact of the Incarnation. The birth we celebrate is not just a past historical event, but Christ's continual birth as we, his members, receive his Spirit, accomplished by the power of that same Spirit, his Spirit, through the waters of baptism. The enchanting spell of Christmas contains our joyful celebration of redemption and transformation of all creation through the presence of the divine in our midst. Paul Tillich, in his collection of sermons, The Shaking of Foundations, states that the Greek word for truth means making manifest the hidden. Making manifest the hidden. Truth, therefore, is not apparent, but elusive, veiled reality that must be discovered. This year, we've heard so much about fake news, which perverts facts and their truth. However, truth needs to be unwrapped, like all those presents under the tree, brightly and beautifully boxed. God only knows what is inside each of them. So it is with the truth. It is only when we open them up, those gifts of truth, that the treasure is beheld. Jesus is likewise such a gift. At the children's service this morning, I had a little box wrapped, and I asked them about gifts and what the box might contain. And then I had them open it, and it was a little miniature Christ in the manger. And I said, that was the first gift that started all the gifting. The exquisiteness of the gift of the incarnation has to be over and over discovered, this truth above all truth, because it must be experienced at the very core of our being. How does God enter? The incoming of God's kingdom is not going to be through coercive tactics or displays of power, but in the ordinary, simple, basic circumstances of our human life. It will be seen, as St. Luke tells us, in the sublime moment of tenderness, cradled like a babe in the arms of its mother. Or as St. John says, God's creative energy permeating abiding love, a power that brings all things into being and is the foundation of all created life. This divine energy is not just an abstract principle or force to be with you. Rather, it is a living being who illuminates all and strives to bring all into a saving relationship with himself, the risen Christ. Wonder of wonders, Emmanuel, God with us. It's the way we discover anew the richness, the depth, the staying power, and yes, the miracle of the truth that God came into our midst so that we could live in the midst of God forever. Christmas thus is not complete or finished. The gift is not received unless we place ourselves within the truth that God is with us. The birth, life, death, and resurrection of that child born in Bethlehem reconciles us to God and gives us a pattern of life to follow, living with thanksgiving for that deliverance. Christmas is the beginning, the start of a process of shaping you and me to be all that we can be, and indeed to the very core of our being. No heaven can come to us unless we find it in the depths of our own selves, our hearts and souls first and foremost. Because that gift, this divine, creative, and redemptive word, did actually become incarnate in a human life, who in Jesus demonstrated through us the suffering love of what God is really like. The challenge for us who believe is, how do we communicate to the 21st century people John's message of this love embodied in a human life? How do you express what Jesus means to you in ways that appeal to those you know? These things came to pass so that our joy may be complete. Last Saturday, when we served a meal to hundreds of people at the Jubilee Center, I felt the spirit of Christmas truly come alive and the joy that we had was spilling over and being shared with those less fortunate. Love was there in our midst, love incarnate, which came down from heaven because it is the source always, everywhere of good things. And furthermore, that love is an impregnable defense, the way that leads to heaven. Anyone who walks in love can neither go astray nor be afraid. Love guides, protects, and brings you to your journey's heavenly end. Christ made love the stairway that would enable us to climb to heaven. Hold fast to it, therefore, in all sincerity. Give one another practical proof of it, and by your progress along the way as you make your ascent, bring with those others, for then you will never be alone. Amen.